Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and I'm very happy to be in company of Luana Barhami, who is in Cannes to present in the Cannes Centre des Acteurs of Cannes 2021, The Hill Where Lionesses Roar. Welcome, Luana, thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi.
So, first of all, I'm very moved and happy to underline that you're also the youngest ever female film director in Kenzen, in the Kenzen. So,
wow, did you verify that? I'm happy. That's great.
So that's a great achievement. That means that all women, you know, in cinema, we're doing something right. And finally,
yes,
you know, so and plus with a story about three women, so it's a huge plus. So first of all, to sort of introduce to our listeners your film, how would you describe it? How would you describe your lionesses?
Yeah, the film is about the three lionesses who want to break the rules. Break this social thing that imprisons them, also the country, and they just try to manage it and to find a way out. That's the pitch of the film. And then it was important for me to make this metaphor about lionesses because it's like it's a powerful symbol of as an animal also, more than the lion, for example, and about the title, the hills also are like a huge part of the Kosovo landscape. So this title happened in a way quite naturally.
I loved it, I have to say. So what's the genesis of the film?
I have this double culture between Kosovo and France, and I grew up in Kosovo. So it's like I made the film there because I just love the place. It inspires me, and also I love the faces, and there are so much talent that we can show off in Kosovo. But the genesis was like I stopped my studies, and I was on the shooting of Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and then I had this huge time, and I was like, okay, I have to write my first feature film, and I made. Before that, I made so much short films, like A Matter once, and the idea came up so fast. It came up from a scene of some girls chilling on a hill and talking about future. And this scene doesn't really exist anymore in the film, but it gave the title to it. So that's it.
You chose to also act in the film in the role of Lena, the Franco-Kosovar girl visiting the village. And during the one conversation in the film, you quote something. I read that your cousin actually said to you in real life. And that was, you always come back here while we only want to leave. So I felt it was all there, like this different perception of the village, of their surroundings and their possibilities for the future.
Of course. It was weird for me because I grew up with a kind of friends. It was my cousin and also my neighbor. And we passed so much time together. And, you know, you get to understand some things of the life, in fact, where, for example, as with my French nationality, I can go in other countries when I want. And she couldn't. And we had those kind of discussions together, and it strikes me in the way that her dreams were reduced because of this. And in a way, she's kind of my inspiration for what I wrote as script and everything, because I wanted to talk about this condition. I wanted to be known a bit more because it's not only in Kosovo. I think this situation can... It's happening everywhere, even in France. I mean,
no, I agree, and I have to say that what I like the most is that even if you set, you know, the story in Kosovo with its specifics, issues and problems, the two girls don't need it. But as all the young people their age, they just want the chance to choose their own path, their own future, no? And be free.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to make a story, like, universal. I want just to talk about youth, in a way, because these questions and these problematics and everything are so common between all of us all around the world. Mm. And this is also why the film is kind of timeless. Like, we couldn't say really when it happened. And I like that.
I have to say that I had like this strange feeling while watching the film. I can't explain it, but even if they are struggling in life, you know, they're this constant resilience and fighting of them gave me strength and still also a sense of levity. Did you want the film to be at the same time like light and rough, true but still thin, you know, in all its nuances?
In fact, I wanted to make something really energetic, and I wanted to make a film I want to see myself. Mm-hmm. And maybe I wanted to see younger. And that's why also I put it the girl, the characters in hard situation. Mm. Like their family situation are really tough. And that's why also I wanted the moment when they take that decision of changing their lives, it had to be really striking. And for this, I felt that the gang thing was something pleasant in a way that we like to see and we like to feel. And maybe these girls had the courage to do something we didn't. I don't know if you got me, but
yes.
It's kind of a fantasy, a fantastic thing that I allow the viewer to accept it or not.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I totally agree and I understand. So, one simple last question. What do you expect from this experience in Cannes?
What do I expect?
Yes. What are you hoping for?
I'm hoping, first of all, it's a huge achievement to be there because my ambition was the film to be presented worldwide. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that it's here is like the first step for that. And then I hope first that the film people will appreciate it, and people will find themselves in it. And also, I hope it will go far as it can. Like, I want it to be seen.
Yeah,
that's all.
So I totally wish you that. We wish you all the best for this film, this powerful film about three lionesses, and congratulations for being in the Kanzani. Congratulations for representing female directors so well. So Luan, I hope this
Thank
is
you.
Just the first time we virtually met on many.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Luana Barhami, director of The Hill Where Lannis Roar, screening at the Kanzani Realizzatori, the director's fortnight at the Festival di Cannes. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.